And report WCOM's own Monday through Friday 6 o'clock news, brought to you by Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carrboro, 27510. 27510. To learn more about their real estate services, go to communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. Before I turn everything over to Jackie, I'm going to give you a little update on our lovely weather. Tonight, the low will be 72, partly cloudy, scattered showers, let's hope, and thunderstorms this evening. Lows in the lower 70s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Tomorrow, the high will be in the lower 90s. We will not be hitting 100. Mostly sunny. Overnight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, the same, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And so it goes. It doesn't seem to be any 100-degree weather in the forecast. Nice to hear it, yes.
We've had enough of those.
I think so. All right, Jackie, what do we have for the weekend?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say, Judy, stop looking so scared. You're going to be fine. I have a guest this evening, Judy Bauman, who is an artist who has a group, who is part of a group exhibit over at Carrboro Century Center, and we'll be talking about that in a minute. But for right now, I'm going to run down the calendar. And all of this information was taken from the various websites. So if it's wrong, don't blame me. Archer Graphics is back on the map for the Second Friday Art Walk. They're at 206 East Main Street in Carrboro, archergraphics.net. And tonight we have digital photography by Trip Wren and glass beadwork by Dana Chandler, as well as house regulars Ronnie Parks, Mary Mendel, Jennifer Patella, and Trey Manwaring. At the Art Center, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. The Man Who Came to Dinner, Friday, August 10th, and Saturday, August 11th at 8 p.m. And also there will be a 3 p.m. show on Saturday. And a three-ring circus of hilarious antics ensue when the eccentric 1930s radio personality Sheridan Whiteside slips outside the Stanley home in Ohio, breaks his hip, and threatens to sue. In the 6 weeks of confinement that follows, the Stanley home is taken over by visits from ex-cons, strange gifts, quips, and romance gone awry. A classic and family-friendly comedy presented by One Song Productions, a local nonprofit youth-run theater organization. And at the Art Center, the fall registration is now open, so if you want to take any classes, go up there and sign up. They fill up quickly. The art this month is Brushes with Life, Art, Artist, and Mental Illness. It's a patient art gallery located on the third floor of the UNC Neurosciences Hospital. The Brushes with Life Art Gallery is being featured in the Center Gallery at the Art Center in Carrboro. The show will include an exhibit in the East End Gallery entitled In Memoriam, A Life in Art, Ramel Moore. At the Carrboro Century Center tonight at 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarrboro.org, we have upstairs in the Century Hall a Triangle Country Dance from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. And the art at the Century Center is The Art of Open Studio, paintings by Judy Abrams, Peg Bockenheimer, Judy Bauman, Linda Carmel, Rita Cooper, Larry LeBlanc, Carolyn Peel, Sabrina Simon, Vivian Womack, and David C. Taylor. And there is a reception for that. This is the Carrboro Art Center Open Studio Painting Group. That reception runs tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., so be sure to stop by there, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. At Carrboro Town Hall, the art for the next couple of months is Korean calligrapher K. Nam and paintings by Joan Elsie. That venue is not open this evening, but it is open Monday through Friday. regular 9-to-5 hours. At Cat's Cradle tonight, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com, we have Ted Leo and the Pharmacist and Birds of Avalon, and that show starts at 9:30. On Saturday, there is Color Revolt, Manchester Orchestra Music. Manchester Orchestra. I left that music in there by mistake. Wild Sweet Orange, Prayers and Tears of Arthur Digby Sellers. And that show starts at 8 p.m. On Sunday at 9 is L in Japanese. At DeWitt Law tonight, 118 East Main Street, Suite A, DeWitt-Law.com. is a group exhibit of finger paintings by Brian Carey, Jennifer Fauci, and the students of the Shaw School and Studio. At DSI at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com, Friday at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. Saturday at 5 is Comedy Sports for Kids. Saturday at 7:30 is Comedy Sports. And Saturday at 9:30 is The Best Show Ever. At Fifth Season Gardening at 106 South Greensboro Street, fifthseasongardening.com, is the stained glass of Amy Keith Barney of Ramseur, North Carolina, and they're part of the Art Walk. A lot of these venues are having receptions tonight as part of the Second Friday Art Walk. At McDougal School's Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists curated by Alex O'Connor runs through October 21st. This exhibition is a collaboration between the Carrboro Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Art Center in Carrboro. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. At NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, is new ceramic works by local potter John Savara, and they're also having a reception up there. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Carolyn Nelson, Stitched Abstractions, Framed Textile Pieces. At Open Eye Cafe, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, the art this month is Debbie Harris, and the music tonight at 8 p.m., is Brooklyn-based singer, songwriter, guitarist Avi Fox Rosen. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is the Watercallers. At Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, is photographer Tim Vanderwart. At Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, is Eduardo La Patina. At Weaver Street Realty, 116 East Main Street, Carrboro, weaverstreetrealty.com, Carrboro native Jessie Hackney Williams shares her unique blend of modern and classic designs in bold and distinctive pen and ink art, and in her jewelry designs in silver and semi-precious gemstones inspired by elements from nature. At Woutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, Woutini.com, is Jeremy Boyd, Bob Choi, Ben Yolton, James Callahan, with their Fear of Friday the 13th exhibit that is kind of a leftover from last month, that title anyway. So go by and check that out. That'll run through the end of the month. And on Sunday, you know what? There's going to be music at Weaver Street Market, but I forgot to look and see what it was because I know this is from last week. So you can check at weaverstreetmarket.com to find out who's playing there that Sunday. And this is, we're winding down that event, I think, the music on the lawns. Maybe
on Sunday?
One of them's getting ready to, it might be the Thursday one that's getting ready. Oh, it's on their website.
Okay. WeaverStreetMarket.com. I thought they kind of continued into October, didn't they?
One of them does. I can't remember if it's Sunday or Thursday.
Okay.
One of them does. It must be, oh, you know what? It's the Thursday one that's winding down because I remember on the e-news it said, you know, the cookouts are about to end. They're getting a couple more, I think, and that's it. They didn't have one last night because it was too hot.
Oh, yeah.
But they do have the music on Sunday. You might want to call, though, and make sure on Sunday. The 10th Annual Carver Music Festival is September 30th, beginning at 1 p.m. All kinds of music, all over town, all for free. Go to CarverMusicFestival.com for more info. Carrboro Recreation and Parks and Open Eye Cafe will be offering a Poets Open Mic Night the first Tuesday of each month beginning September 4th. While you enjoy a cup of coffee, you can listen to local poets or read from your works. For more information, call 918-7364. The Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new Carrboro Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th. The Poet Laureate will be introduced and read their work at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. The Carrboro Film Festival is November 18th from 2 to 7. We're now accepting submissions. Orange County residents, make a movie. Early submissions deadline is August 30th, and the final deadline is September 20th. In October and November, at the Carrboro Town Hall and Century Center, the Carrboro Art Committee will be presenting a fundraising exhibit for Emma's Kids. Emma Vandermeert, or something like that, is a woman who contacted us. She rents a home for children with AIDS, and she keeps them until she can keep them no longer, and usually they pass away. She got in contact with us to see if we could help her with the funding for her place, and we agreed to do that. So we now have many, many artworks by the actual children, and we're going to be selling those artwork to raise money.
And where is this again?
It's going to be at the Carrboro Town Hall and the Century Center in October and November.
Okay.
So keep that in the back of your mind, because this is a very worthy cause.
It's a good worthy cause,
yeah.
And it's a good time to start an early holiday shopping, too.
Yeah, I don't think they do a lot of holiday shopping over there. I think it's all they can
I'm
do to survive.
No, I'm talking about buying the...
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, you're going out and finding art pieces.
That's right.
That'd
that's a great idea.
A gift for somebody.
And it's really, you know, it has a meaning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just mentioned that so people would be maybe getting a little buzz going about it,
yeah,
so we can make sure we do well with that fundraiser. Okay, and that's all my calendar items. So,
yes,
Judy.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks
good.
For having me.
You're welcome.
And thanks for all you do.
Oh, thank you. It's a great show. I was over there when you guys hung
last week,
mm-hmm. and it looks fabulous.
Thank you.
You guys have such a wide variety of styles and mm-hmm. Medium and very colorful show, as always, and it's just great, and I can't say enough good things about it.
Well, thank you. You know, one of the things about this group is absolutely each person has a unique style.
They really do.
Uh-huh. And so there's really nobody who even comes close to doing anything similar, which makes the shows very colorful, a lot of fun, and it's enjoyable for us.
Yeah,
we love doing it.
It's a great show. Now let's talk a little bit about, this is the third or fourth time, I think, you guys have put a group show together.
It is. You know, what's happened is we were all students at one time or another of Jane Filer at the Art Center, and she retired from teaching, and we just evidently just couldn't break up, so we took advantage of the open studio, which the Art Center offers us, where we can just all of us go to the studio with no teacher there, but we just paint and
just
learn from
thing.
One another and critique one another's work, and it's a great thing for us. We're like a little family.
Yeah, yeah.
With a lot of different mediums as well?
Actually, it's mostly acrylic.
Okay. Is it mostly acrylic?
Yeah, we do have now and then someone who comes in with watercolor,
mm-hmm.
and very seldom anything else, because acrylic just travels easy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It cleans up easy, and in this
dries fast.
Yeah, this room that they've given us for the summer doesn't have water, so
it
makes it hard anyway.
Right.
But so we carry our water up the stairs to be able to clean our brushes
right.
and continue. But that just goes to show how devoted we are to to being artists mm-hmm. and to one another.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat. Well, yeah. I have heard. Of course, I always thought about doing a class, and of course, I waited too long with
yes.
Jane, because Jane has a reputation for being much more than just an art teacher.
Oh,
she's like
that.
A spiritual advisor almost for a lot of the folks I think that she's taught.
Yeah.
And that's just wonderful. And I was mentioning to you that I saw her a couple weeks ago, and she looked great. She
yeah.
and her husband have been traveling, and she's actually now working on getting her work out all over the place.
Absolutely.
Before she was focusing on her teaching, mm-hmm. and therefore didn't really plow into the marketing aspect of her art. But and I mean, it sells itself. It's so great.
It sells before it's done.
Right.
Jane has a statement that she makes generally to everybody, but she means it, which is what's most meaningful. But she says, there's a genius in everybody. So for those people who start her classes who usually go in and say, oh gosh, I hope I'm good enough to be in your class, she quickly stops that kind of thinking and just encourages everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And had you had the opportunity to be in it, you'd be right here in our show tonight.
Right, right.
That's for sure.
Well, she certainly has affected a lot of people's lives,
yeah.
and encouraged them. And, you know, some of the folks in this group, in her group of students, have already taken off. And,
absolutely.
It's just great. And one of the other wonderful things I think about this is that, like you were saying, none of the work looks alike. Everybody has their own take.
Style. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like all the work looks like Jane Filer's work or anything like that.
Yeah, that's really true. And one of the funny stories about people who take from Jane is amongst ourselves we'll say, you know, let's try to sort of copy what she does. Because what she does, you would think by looking at it, you know, it's doable. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. Because really what it does is it comes from her head.
Mm-hmm.
She has an imagination unlike anyone else's.
Right.
And that's what's hard to put down. I mean, you could maybe have some technique that's similar, but never the birds flying on top of the balloon, flying on top of the tree. I mean, it's just
right.
way out stuff.
Very layered.
But very, very wonderful.
So now let's talk about you for a minute, Judy, since
mm-hmm.
you're the guest here.
The lucky one.
Tell me about your painting. How long have you been painting?
Well, I come from a family of artists and musicians, and some of us picked up the art part, and some of us picked up the musical piece. And so,
are you from around here?
No, I'm from Wilbur, Nebraska, which is a Czechoslovakian town.
Oh, really?
Totally Czech.
Wow, that's
so,
wild.
Yeah, it is. It was a very unique way to be brought up. And my mother was the artist that decorated the town.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So if you go
Talk
there...
Talk about leaving your mark, huh?
Oh, well, she certainly did. She... her art was all Czech, and Czech art is like lots of hearts and flowers, and it's happy kinds of things, mm-hmm. colorful. And so if you came to the Czech festival, which they have every year in this little tiny town, you would see her work continually.
Oh, that's so
uh-huh.
cool.
And they have a Czech
that
museum.
That must have been very inspiring for you.
Well, for everybody, although none of us can do it. I mean, my sister and I, neither one could copy what she does because it was a particular style that certainly was special for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, from that kind of living with that, then all of us, my sister and I and others in our family, have taken on different aspects of, as I said, either music or art. And then I went into another career altogether and then picked this back up as soon as I was working at the hospital and then retired from that. And
that's
picked up
interesting.
Art again.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting
yeah.
because I've spoken to a couple of other people. Chris Kanoy
mm-hmm.
used to be a nurse. Joan Vandermeer was a nurse, mm-hmm. and they are both also artists, local artists. I don't know if you know either of them or not.
I've heard their names, but I don't know. But, you know, it is interesting because I think, well, first off, you know, the beautiful part about Carrboro and Chapel Hill is that it supports its artists. But mostly, you can't support yourself as an artist without a husband's income, some income
right.
going along, unless you're a Jane Filer. And she struggled for a while in
oh,
her
yes, she did.
Career, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people do tend to, unfortunately or not, have to go into money-making careers of some sort. And
it's
then,
very difficult to work full-time as an artist.
And to make it.
Right.
And as I said, this is an area where people really support you, but there's also an awful lot of artists.
Yeah, there
so,
are.
So if one lived, you know, somewhere in the middle of the nowhere area, then maybe you'd have a you know, a lot of success there, but you learn so much from everybody here. It's just like, oh, fabulous.
Well, it is, because you have like a family that you can, you know, discuss things with and do things with.
And I think people who do a drawing, painting, or any other thing, I mean, it's just a part of them. It's not like a hobby.
It's almost like a compulsion.
Yeah, it's not a hobby for any of us, like in this show tonight. This is something we do all the time, as much as we can. So, and that's a difference, too, you know.
Well, it makes a big difference when you have a passion about what you're doing. We were talking about this recently. I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, you know, so-and-so, blah, blah. And I said, well, that's their job. It's not their passion.
Yeah.
It's two different things, you know?
Well, and I think one of the hardest things about being an artist is that you want to stay true to yourself. So it's very easy to think that you should paint the things that you know will sell.
Flowers.
But, yeah, birch trees and whatever. But if
smiling little kids.
That's really it. But if you can resist that piece of it, it's just way, in my view anyway, better and more true, as I said, yourself, to paint what you're feeling.
Right. Follow your heart.
Yeah. And that's actually a truism with artists, I think, because they need to do that.
Yeah, I think they do,
and
too.
So you may not sell anything for a long time, but you just have to stay with it. And eventually, it will come.
That's right. I believe that, too.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, I was telling Jackie the other day, she was talking about somebody we want to be sure to know, and I said, but she's the one we need to know, because she has her finger on the pulse of this art world. You do.
I know a lot of artists, yeah.
You do. Yeah. And that's the kind of connections you need, because I think the other thing about being an artist is you just need that support. Mm-hmm. You need people to say, you know, continue.
Well, yeah, and you need encouragement, and you need to know that what you're doing is worth something. You know, if only to yourself. I mean, I don't think there's anything. I get no greater joy than to look at something that I've designed and go, wow, that looks great.
I know.
It's not even about the money. It's about knowing that you did the best you could and that it really looks good.
Yeah, and you know, it is easy to say, but I agree with you that it isn't about the money as much as if somebody likes something and they want to put it in their home, what better? I mean, you're going, wow. I'd rather do that. I mean, of course, you know, you can give me $1 million, that's fine, too.
Right.
But it's just so fun to think someone enjoy something enough that they want to put it in their home.
Right.
It's just a cool idea.
That reminds me of an old story about Clyde Jones. You know Clyde Jones down in Bynum? He did a painting, and it was hanging in the general store, and some hot shot from New York came down and went in there and wanted to know how much the painting was. Well, we all know Clyde doesn't sell his work. And he offered Clyde some outrageous amount, $4,000 or something, for the painting. And Clyde looked at him and said, I think it looks fine just where it is. And he didn't sell it. He couldn't have cared less about the money. He thinks, you know, this is where it belongs, so I'm not going to sell it. You know, there's no way.
Well, you know, I just had a Clyde story, because I ran into him when we were in a waiting room together in the doctor's office. I said, hi, how are you? And he said back to me, how do you know who I am? And I said, everybody would know who you are. And he actually couldn't accept that. He just couldn't. He kept saying, but I don't know you. And I said, but we all know you. And he just, well, he was darling, but he was a little crotchety, too, I must say. Yes, just a little bit.
He's a character.
Yeah, he was. It was delightful.
But he's a very giving person.
Yeah.
I have never approached him. You know, I do a lot of volunteer stuff, and I ask him for stuff, and he has never, ever said no to me.
I'm sure.
So, you know, he's one of those people that has a different set of values, which is refreshing.
Yeah.
He's a treasure, that's for sure. Well, we're almost to the end of our time. So now we get to go over there and drink wine.
I know.
Eat food. And
I
you
know.
You going to come over and join us, Audrey?
I wish I could, but I've got...
Oh, you've got your greens and chicken.
Well, but Audrey,
I've got my supper to bring home.
You know what? You have 2 months. Because
that's
this
right.
show is going to be up August and September. So please do try to come by.
I'll definitely come by to take a look at
it. It's a good one.
Just can't do it tonight.
But
it's
I so appreciate
show.
Y'all having me on and talking about the show. And
well, I'm sure that you'll have a great turnout tonight because...
I hope so. It's a little hot.
Yeah, it is a little hot. Yeah. And you know what? The last Art Walk, it was so hot, I couldn't
Uh-oh.
Bring myself to walk
go.
Around. Yeah, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little more acclimated to the heat because I have been walking, you know, and out
yeah.
in the heat. So,
well, we kind of are expecting it to be a low turnout.
You guys, the shows are usually packed. So
they
we'll
are.
See. We'll see what a difference the heat makes.
Yeah, and we may just have to do another reception in September. Just
I think
because
that's a
of
good
that,
idea.
Depending upon
right.
how night
right.
tonight.
Well,
comes
and
out.
Also more people. You know, a lot of people are on vacation now too. I think.
Yeah.
So. There's not a lot of people out walking around.
No. Not like without their water
you
bottles.
Know, like you usually see on the second Friday.
Yeah.
When I heard this weather's the week this week's weather report, I went out shopping Monday. And got a whole bunch. I said, it's like shopping for a blizzard. I put all this food in the house. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good
Safe.
Idea. Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, if anybody has any art news they would like for me to announce on the West End Report on the Arts, just email it to jackie@carbro.com, and I'll be happy to mention it. And everybody have a good weekend. Stay out of the heat and try to keep cool.
Okay.
Thanks, Judy.
And remember to listen in every weekday night at 6 o'clock to the West End Report. See you next week.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carrboro Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carrboro's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carrboro. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish.